Chapter 12. How Beaumains fought with Sir Persant of Inde and made him to be yielden. With this Sir Persant of Inde had espied them as they hoved in the field, and nightly he sent to them whether he came in war or in peace. "Say to thy lord," said Beaumains, "I take no force, but whether as him lest himself." So the messenger went again unto Sir Persant and told him all his answer. "Well then will I have ado with him to the utterance." And so he purveyed him and rode against him. And Beaumains saw him and made him ready. And there they met with all that ever their horses might run, and brassed their spears either in three pieces, and their horses rashed so together that both their horses fell dead to the earth. And lightly they avoided their horses, and put their shields afore them, and drew their swords, and gave many great strokes that sometimes they hurtled together that they fell groveling on the ground. Thus they fought 2 hours and more, that their shields and their hauberks were all forhewn, and in many steads they were wounded. So at the last Sir Beaumains smote him through the cost of the body, and then he betrayed him here and there, and knightly maintained his battle long time. Page 253. And at the last, though him loath were, Beaumains smote Sir Persant above upon the helm, that he fell groveling to the earth. And then he leapt upon him overthwart and unlaced his helm to have slain him. Then Sir Persant yielded him and asked him mercy. With that came the damsel and prayed to save his life. "I will well, for it were pity this noble knight should die." "Gramercy," said Persant, "gentle knight and damsel, for certainly now I wot well it was ye that slew my brother, the Black Knight, at the Black Thorn. He was a full noble knight. His name was Sir Percard. Also I am sure that ye are he that won mine other brother, the Green Knight. His name was Sir Pertilep. Also ye won my brother, the Red Knight, Sir Perimones. And now, since ye have won these, this shall I do for to please you. Ye shall have homage and fealty of me, and 100 knights to be always at your command, to go and ride where ye will command us." And so they went unto Sir Persant's pavilion, and drank the wine and ate spices. And afterward Sir Persant made him to rest upon a bed until supper time, and after supper to bed again. When Beaumains was abed, Sir Persant had a lady, a fair daughter of 18 year of age, and there he called her unto him, and charged her and commanded her upon his blessing to go unto the knight's bed, and lie down by his side, and make him no strange cheer, but good cheer, and take him in thine arms and kiss him, and look that this be done, I charge you, as ye will have my love and my good will. So Sir Persant's daughter did as her father had bade her, and so she went unto Sir Beaumains's bed, and privily she despoiled her, despoiled her, undressed, returned to text, and laid her down by him, and then he awoke and saw her, and asked her what she was. "Sir," she said, "I am Sir Persant's daughter, that by the commandment of my father am come hither." Page 254. "Be ye a maid or a wife?" said he. "Sir," she said, "I am a clean maiden." "God defend," said he, "that I should defile you to do Sir Persant such a shame. Therefore, fair damsel, arise out of this bed, or else I will." "Sir," she said, "I came not to you by mine own will, but as I was commanded." "Alas," said Sir Beaumains, "I were a shameful knight, and I would do your father any disworship." And so he kissed her, and so she departed, and came unto Sir Persant, her father, and told him all how she had sped. "Truly," said Sir Persant, "whatsoever he be, he is coming of a noble blood." And so we leave them there until on the morn. Chapter 13. Of the goodly communication between Sir Persant and Beaumains, and how he told him that his name was Sir Gareth. And so on the morn the damsel and Sir Beaumains heard mass and brake their fast, and so took their leave. "Fair damsel," said Persant, "whitherward are ye wayleading this knight?" "Sir," she said, "this knight is going to the siege that besieges my sister in the castle Dangerous." "Aha," said Persant, "that is the Knight of the Red Lawns, the which is the most perilous knight that I know now living, and a man that is withouten mercy, and men saying that ye hath 7 men's strength. God save you," said he to Beaumains, "from that knight, for he doth great wrong to that lady, and that is great pity, for she is one of the fairest ladies of the world. And meseemeth that your damsel is her sister. Is not your name Lynette?" said he. "Yea, sir," said she, "and my lady, my sister's name is Dame Lyonesse." Page 255. "Now shall I tell you," said Sir Persaunt, "this Red Knight of the Red Lawns hath lain long at the siege, well nigh these 2 years, and many times he might have had her, and he had would, and he had would, if he had wished," returned a text, "but he prolongeth the time to this intent, for to have Sir Launcelot du Lake do battle with him, or Sir Tristram, or Sir Lamorack de Gales, or Sir Gawain, and this is his tarrying so long at the siege." "Now, my lord, Sir Persaunt of Indy," said the damsel Lynette, "I require you that ye will make this gentleman knight, or ever he fight with the Red Knight." I will with all my heart," said Persaunt, "and it please me to take the order of knighthood of so simple a man as I am." "Sir," said Beaumains, "I thank you of your good will, for I am better sped, for certainly the noble knight Sir Lancelot made me knight." "Ah," said Sir Persaunt, "of a more renowned knight might ye not be made knight, for of all knights he may be called chief of knighthood. And so all the world saith, that betwixt 3 knights is departed clearly knighthood, that is Sir Lancelot du Lake, Sir Tristram du Lyonesse, and Sir Lamorack de Gales. These bear now the renown. There may be many other knights, as Sir Palamedes the Sacron, and Sir Safer his brother, also Sir Bleoberis, and Sir Blamore de Ganis, his brother, also Sir Bors de Ganis, and Sir Ector de Maris, and Sir Percival de Gales. These and many more be noble knights, but there be none that pass the 3 above said. Therefore God speed you well," said Sir Persaunt, "for ye may match the Red Knight, ye shall be called the 4th of the world." "Sir," said Beaumains, "I would fain be of good fame and of knighthood, and I let you wit I come of good men, for I dare say my father was a noble man, and so that ye will keep it in close, and this damsel I will tell you of what kin I am." "We will not discover you," said they both, "till ye command us, by the faith we owe unto God." "Truly then," said he, "my nameth is Gareth of Orkney, and King Lot was my father, and my mother is King Arthur's sister. Her name is Dame Marguise, and Sir Gawain is my brother, and Sir Agravaine, and Sir Gaheris, and I am the youngest of them all. And yet, what not King Arthur nor Sir Gawain what I am." Page 256. Chapter 14. How the lady that was besieged had word from her sister how she had brought a knight to fight for her, and what battles he had achieved. So the book saith that the lady that was besieged had word of her sister's coming by the dwarf, and a knight with her, and how he had passed all the perilous passages. "What manner of man is he?" said the lady. "He is a noble knight, truly, madam," said the dwarf, "and but a young man, but he is as likely a man as ever ye saw any." "What is he?" said the damsel, "and of what kin is he coming, and of whom was he made knight?" "Madame," said the dwarf, "he is the king's son of Orkney, but his name I will not tell you at this time. But wit ye well, of Sir Lancelot was he made knight, for of none other would he be made knight, and Sir Kay named him Beaumains." "How escaped he," said the lady, "from the brethren of Persaunt?" "Madame," he said, "as a noble knight should, first he slew 2 brethren at a passage of a water." "Ah," said she, "they were good knights, but they were murderers, the one hight Gerard de Bruce, and the other knight hight Sir Arnold de Bruce." "Then, madame," he recounted, "with the black knight, and slew him in plain battle. And so he took his horse and his armor, and fought with the green knight, and won him in plain battle. And in likewise he served the red knight, and after in the same wise he served the blue knight, and won him in plain battle." Page 257. Then, said the lady, he hath overcome Sir Persant of Indy, one of the noblest knights of the world. And the dwarf said, he hath won all the four brethren, and slain the black knight, and yet he did more to four. He overthrew Sir Kay, and left him nigh dead upon the ground. Also he did a great battle with Sir Lancelot, and there they departed, on even hands, asterisk. Asterisk, on even hands, with honors even, return to text. And then Sir Lancelot made him knight. Dwarf, said the lady, I am glad of these tidings. Therefore go you thou in an hermitage of mine hereby, and there shalt thou bear with three of my wine in two flagons of silver. They are of 2 gallons, and also 2 casks of bread with fat venison baked, and dainty fowls. And a cup of gold here I deliver thee, that is rich and precious. And bear all this to mine hermitage, and put it in the hermit's hands. And sithen go thou unto my sister, and greet her well, and commend me unto that gentle knight, and pray him to eat and to drink, and make him strong. And yea, him I thank him, of his courtesy and goodness, that he would take upon him such labor for me that never did him bounty nor courtesy. Also pray him that he be of good heart and courage, for he shall meet with a full noble knight, but he is neither of bounty, courtesy, nor gentleness, for he attendeth unto nothing but to murder. And that is the cause I cannot praise him or love him. So this dwarf departed and came to Sir Persant, where he found the damsel Lynette and Sir Beaumains, and there he told them all as ye have heard. And then they took their leave. But Sir Persant took an ambling hackney and conveyed them on their ways, and then beleft them to God. And so within a little while they came to that hermitage, and there they drank the wine, and ate the venison, and the fowl's bacon. And so when they had repasted them well, the dwarf returned again with his vessel unto the castle again. And there met him with him the Red Knight of the Red Lawns, and asked him from whence that he came, and where he had been. Page 258. Sir, said the dwarf, I have been with my lady's sister of this castle, and she hath been at Sir King Arthur's court, and brought a knight with her. Then I account her travail but lost, for though she had brought with her Sir Lancelot, Sir Tristram, Sir Lamorack, or Sir Gawain, I would think myself good enough for them all. It may well be, said the dwarf, but this knight hath passed all the perilous passages, and slain the black knight, and other two more, and won the green knight, the red knight, and the blue knight. Then is he one of these four that I have afore rehearsed? He is none of those, said the dwarf, but he is a king's son. What is his name? Said the Red Knight of the Red Lawns. That will I not tell you, said the dwarf, but Sir Kay upon scorn named him Beaumains. I care not, said the knight, what knight soever he be, for I shall soon deliver him. And if I ever match him, he shall have a shameful death, as many others have had. There is more pity, said the dwarf, and it is marvel there that ye make such shameful war upon noble knights. Page 259. Chapter 15. How the damsel and Beaumains came to the siege, and came to a sycamore tree, and there Beaumains blew an horn, and then the knight of the Red Lands came to fight with him. Now leave we the knight and the dwarf, and speak we of Beaumains, that all night lay in the hermitage, and upon the morn he and the damsel Lynette heard their mass and brake their fast. And then they took their horses and rode throughout a fair forest. And then they came to a plain, and saw where many pavilions and tents, and a fair castle, and there was much smoke and great noise. And when they came near the siege, Sir Beaumains espied upon great trees as he rode, how there hung full goodly armed knights by the neck, and their shields about their necks with their swords, and gilt spurs upon their heels. And so there hung nigh of 40 knights shamefully with full rich arms. Then Sir Beaumains abated his countenance and said, What meaneth this? Fair sir, said the damsel, abate not your cheer for all the sight, for ye must courage yourself, or else ye be all shent, asterisk, shent, disgraced, return to text. For all these knights came hither to this siege to rescue my sister Dame Lyonesse. And when the Red Knight of the Red Lions had overcome them, he put them to his shameful death without mercy and pity. and in the same wise he will serve you, but if ye quit